Thank you for sharing this with me, darling. I'm really very sorry that this happened to you. So, I want to pick up on one or two things that you just said. Yeah, it's important. Now, I know my saying things won't take away from your experience, but I want to provide some context. Is that all right? So, whenever in your life this happened, it's a horrible experience. It should never happen. And it can be even more confusing when you're so young, but it shouldn't have happened. They did wrong. There must have been some part that was aware of it, and I'm very sorry that it took place. But I hope you know it wasn't your fault. I've been in a similar situation. Anyone can be put in that scenario, so please think and ask yourself whether there's some element of perhaps subconscious blame that doesn't have a place in you. If it's not there, that's great, but if it is, I want you to remember that it wasn't down to you. You didn't do anything wrong. And you also can't control any way that your body reacted. You are a conscious being, but your body is not in itself. And that's not your fault either. I know it's taken a lot for you to tell me, or maybe to tell anyone. A lot of people keep things like this quiet because they don't know what to do, but talking about it is far better for you than the toxicity of keeping silent, and it'll only hurt yourself and your relationship. So I am very proud that you've told someone, anyone, even if it hadn't been me. You don't owe me that just because of our dynamic. Whenever feelings come up from that, they are perfectly valid. You can always talk to me about them. I hope you know I'd never judge you. Also, it's not wrong to think of that in terms of abuse. No matter what society or maybe other people say, you can at least own what it was. There is a word for it. And when you're ready, and if you ever want to, you can use that word, because I'm telling you, it's applicable. But the most important thing I want to talk to you about, because I can see how it's affected you, is any residual feelings that are spilling over of shame, maybe guilt. I already said it wasn't your fault, and I know that you probably know that consciously, but that doesn't mean acceptance is easy. Shame and guilt are very natural in this scenario, trust me, even though they shouldn't have a place, because what happened wasn't deserved. Okay, look at me. You didn't deserve it. Think it, please. You didn't deserve it. You don't have to say it, but just, I want you to remind yourself of that. If ever you find yourself questioning it, you didn't deserve it. We both know you didn't ask for that to happen. Come here. I want you to come here. Come on. There you go. Come close. All right. You get comfortable. And I'll tell you a little more, and then I promise I'll shut up. You nice? Okay, good. So, I can see why being submissive, but also having this in your history, am I right in thinking that this has caused issues? It's hard to marry them up, isn't it? Okay. But you are who you are in all of your subby glory. This is a completely different scenario to the one you were in at that moment. You have given me, and anyone you trust to be your dom, the sacred keys to your trust. And back then, that was forcibly taken from you. Some people who are trying to be dominant and may not feel it really might even try and perpetuate this idea that there needs to be some amount of shame that simply goes into being a sub, but that's not true, not true at all. You want what you want. Your wants and your desires, consensually and in awareness, they're completely valid. There is nothing wrong with this. Your experience doesn't cheapen who you grew up to be, what you grew up to want. If being submissive was shameful, then being dom would essentially be just as shameful for dealing with subs, and then where does the line get drawn? So, I'm sorry if you're feeling any shame. I like you being the way you are, so I don't ever want you to feel shame or as if you're being submissive is something that you feel is maybe a failing. I have this saying, and I think it applies to you, so if you let me. Men who say that they're strong will defiantly stand on their feet. But men whose strength is innate and immovable are not afraid to get to their knees. I want you to think about that. Think about all the men who've gone into being dominant first because they think that they should, but that's just the message that they're given. Think how much mentally stronger you are for being as you know yourself to be. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of you for being true to yourself. Come here. Can I hold you? Thank you. Now these feelings, they're not going to go away overnight. They may never go away properly, but you know within yourself, and I can see that you do. And that's the most part of the fight. And I know you're strong, little one. I'm so proud of you. Tell you what, if we just hold each other like this, and you change it when you want or whatever you need, you can talk more about it. Or you don't have to. Whatever you want, just let things come. This is your space to heal a little more. Happy with that? Good. Thank you again for trusting me. You're perfectly valid and lovely, just the way you are.